Hi there. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Luca speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, Lucas. This is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line. Her name is Kiara Nichols.
Kiara Nichols.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes,
Can I
sir.
please have her number? Her phone
Oh,
number,
sure.
please.
972-757-3389.
Righty. All right, you can transfer over. Thank you so much, Ahmad.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. All right. Well, th all right. Well, hey, hi, Kiara. My name is Lupa, speaking on a recorded line once again. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me put it here. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you on filing a claim?
No, sir.
All righty. And then, this question is kind of similar, but are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, Kiara, that you have not signed any documents with any other law firm?
No, I have not.
You have not. Okay, so you are willing to affirm. And then, have you used the hair, any hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. And then, were you yourself or a loved one ever diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
I was, yes, sir.
Yeah, and then if I may ask, what were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Ovarian? I'm really sorry to hear
Yes,
that.
sir.
And then, what year were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed in 2023.
2023. Do you remember by any chance the month and day?
September 17th.
September 17th, 2023. Okay. And then it's fine if you don't know, but by any chance, do you remember
I think it's called Severus ovarian cancer.
subtype?
Very, it's
Is it with an S?
and
The
yes, it's Serous, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay, no worries. All right, so you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and then I'm assuming this file, you will be filing this claim for yourself. That's correct as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Sorry,
Yeah.
I'm not really good with
No, you're doing
medical
great.
terms.
You're doing great. You're doing great. No worries. I'm just
They're
gonna
English is a whole nother language, honestly.
No worries. I'm just inputting your diagnosis date here real quick. All right. And then, Kiara, do you remember by any chance the doctor that diagnosed you, the doctor's name?
Yes, sir. Can I spell it out for you?
Yeah, that
Well,
would be
Sarah is
excellent.
the first name.
Sarah, is that Sarah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you know her last
Last
name by any
name
chance?
is, yes, sir. Brewer.
You so much. And then, what state is she in?
Texas.
Texas. Okay.
Texas, yes, sir.
And then, what is the hospital that she diagnosed you? Do you know the name?
Yes, sir. It is Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas.
All right, thank you so much. Just gonna look that up for you.
Okay.
Dallas. Is it Benny? Okay, you said Sarah Brewer. Okay. I believe I found her
Yes,
here.
sir.
Dr. Sarah Brewer.
Okay.
Alrighty. I'm trying to see her location. Because I found her gynecology office. Let's see here.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me just put it down here for you. Doctor Sarah Brewer.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You don't gotta apologize. You're fine. No, you're fine. I'm just gonna put down. All right, and then I have the address here, if I'm not mistaken, 8305 Walnut Hill Lane, Suite 100 and Suite 200, Dallas, Texas. Do I have it wrong? Let's see, contact us. Let's see, petition.
It should be 8200 Walnut Hill Lane, Dallas, Texas.
Walnut Hill. so much. Dallas, Texas.
Did you need the zip code?
No, it's 8200 Walnut Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75231, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for that. And I found it. Texas Health Hospital, Dallas. Yeah, I found it right here. Thank you so much for confirming that address. All right. Texas Health. And then I have a phone number here. It's on Google. I'm not sure if it's the right one. I don't know if you can confirm that with me, but it's 214-345-6789.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to put that down for you. Bear with me. 6789. Alrighty. All right, so it's Texas. Sorry, because we have a Texas. Okay. Alrighty. Alright, and then the next question here on the intake, it's going to ask, did you use any hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed with cancer?
What do you mean by prior? Before?
Before. So did you use...
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I used it 3 to 4 times a month before I had even got diagnosed.
Okay. When did you first start using the hair product?
July 5th of 2016.
Okay, July 5th. And then when did you stop using the hair product, the hair relaxer?
September 3rd, 2023.
No, okay. All right. And then when you first started, you said you would use it how many times per year? Do you recall one of those years using it at least like more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Sir.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for confirming that. On average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer prior to you being diagnosed? And you said it was around 4, correct?
3 to 4 times a month.
Oh, a month. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
3 to 4 times a month.
No, yeah, that's way more than 4 times in a year. You're fine. So if you said it was like
so I'm not
three
really
times
sure
in a month.
How much it is
no, you're
in a
fine.
Year.
No, you're fine. So if it's 12, there's 12 months in a year. So we multiply 12 times 3. That would give us 36 times in a single year. So you would use it 36 times.
Yeah,
okay.
That's about right.
No, you're fine. You're doing great.
Unfortunately, that's the only way I can maintain my hair.
No, you're fine. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. And then can I get your date of birth?
It is January 6th. 2000.
Oh, my birthday's in 2000 as well. All right, so.
Oh, congrats. You know, that's the best year. You know?
Exactly. All right, so I got you down here as January 6, 2000. All righty.
Yes, sir.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Breast cancer, no. And let me look in my paperwork.
No, you're fine. Take your time.
And no.
No?
It doesn't
okay.
say anything about
no.
me. No, sir.
No, you're fine. Thank you for confirming. And then this is just a referral question. By any chance, do you have any other family members, friends, or loved ones that also use the hair relaxer and might have been affected?
Family members? I'm not sure. I really didn't.
And that's,
talk to anybody about it. Like, I really don't disclose. I just kind of kept it to myself.
No, you're totally fine. A lot of people do that. You're fine. So what I'll do, I'll put NA, not applicable, but if anything does change and you know anyone else, I'll text you on my direct line at the end of the call, texting you all the attorney information. And if you have any other questions or questions that you may have, feel free to call or text, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no worries. And then what state did you use the hair relaxer?
Texas,
okay. Alrighty. All right, Texas. And then we already talked about this. You already gave me the year, so I'm just going to input them here for you. It's asking for the start and when you stopped. So you already gave me those dates. So let me input that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Bear with me here.
You're fine.
So 7/05/2016 when you started and stopped in September 3rd. Of 2023. That almost confused me too. I was about to say 2000, so I understand why you said that.
Yeah, the numbers confused me.
Yeah.
So it should be 2016 and 2023.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for confirming that. And then how often did you use these these products? Was this weekly, monthly, four times per year? And then I think I recall you saying monthly. Is that correct?
Yes, monthly.
Thank you for confirming that. And it's asking here, and I can help you answer this question because you already gave me the usage years. How many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products? Was this consistently, like from 2016 to like 2023?
Yes, sir. So I would say like about seven years.
Yeah, like say, oh no, you did the perfect math.
Six to seven years.
6 to 7, yeah. Would you want me to put 6 or 7?
I would have to do the math unless you have a calculator on.
No, yeah, I have the but the usage years it's 7 years, but it's okay. Totally up to you what you want me to put down on the intake. So it's 7, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that. And then it's asking here, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
And then. It's asking here, do you currently use any hair relaxer products? And that would be a no, correct? Because you stopped and...
No.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. No worries. That's kind of an obvious answer. Sorry about that. And then it's asking here, do you have any receipts or empty bottles by any chance of the hair relaxer?
No. I really throw away my receipts, so no, I don't.
Are
I
you
don't even think I have any.
No worries. Is this like are you unsure or is this like a for sure no? Like you for sure know, like
for sure no. I don't have
okay.
any.
Okay, no worries. No worries. And then it's asking here, which brand name products have you used? And I can name a few here that's listed. It says Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, Optimum. I can go on. Afrim, TCB.
Dark and Lovely.
Yeah, that's the most common I hear a lot of people say. Yeah. Dark and Lovely. Thank you for that. And then let's see here. All right. So I'm going to say this question a little slow because a lot of people do get confused with this question. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? And you basically answered that question. Yeah, because you first started in 2016.
Way after, right?
Yeah, so that would be a yes, correct? No worries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got the question. Thank you so much. All right, and then let's see here. Scrolling down here. And then it's asking here, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you have any chemotherapy, any pain medication?
Yes, sir. So the treatment I received was chemotherapy, what is it called? A partial hysterectomy, and then I had some pain meds.
Okay, I'm going to put that down here, okay? Let me put that down for you. Chemotherapy. Do you remember how many cycles?
Yes, sir. So I did 6 rounds for 3 months.
So like 6 cycles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for that. So I put down here chemotherapy, 6 cycles, and pain medication. And then it's asking here, treatment date. Is it like a few days when you were diagnosed that they did the treatment?
So I only have one here on the paper, but I did do 6 rounds.
Six rounds.
The one that they have on my paperwork is September 24th of 2023.
Okay. Thank you so much for confirming that. So September 24th, 2023. And then was the treating doctor the same doctor you gave me earlier?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just going to copy and paste that for you, okay? So I got Sarah Brewer, Just going to copy and paste that here. Alrighty. Alright, doctor name, Sarah Brewer. Address. Address. Got it right here. And then it's asking for the phone number, and I got it right here as well. 214. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. All right. And then just for the recording, can I get your gender, please?
It is female.
Thank you so much. And like I said, it's just for the recording. and then it's asking here for your first and last name. So I already got the first spelling of your first name. I'll say it here for you. Mm-hmm. It's K-I-A-R-A, which is Kiara. And then your last name, I only got like N-I. And then can you spell it out for me? I'm so sorry.
Yes, sir. So it's N-I-C-H-O-L-L-C-H-O-L-L.
Oh, okay. Nicholas. So it's Kiara and then N-I-C. H O L E S.
No, just O L S.
So I got N as in nickel, I as in igloo, mm-hmm. C as in cat, mm-hmm. H as in horse, mm-hmm. O as in as in one, and I got L as in Lima, E as in elephant, and then S as in sharp.
Okay, so you can just take the E out, and that'll be correct.
Oh, okay, I see. I see what you mean.
So no E.
So it's N-I-C-H-O-L-S. I see.
Yes, sir. Yes.
No E. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so there's no E. Okay,
okay.
I got you.
All and right. Did you get that right for the email? I don't remember if I gave you my email or
I'll repeat that for you here because it did auto-populate for me. Because he got that from you, so it did auto-populate. I'll repeat that for you. It's going to come here shortly. In order for the attorneys to pull medical records, it is requiring them for your Social Security. Can you please provide me with that?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
627-70-3013.
All right, so I'm going to repeat this for you. Kiara, it's 627 703013.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for confirming that. Alrighty here. So yeah, next question, like you were saying about your email, I have here, I'm gonna repeat it here for you. K I A R A N I C H O L S 4@gmail.com. So it's pretty much your first
and
last
number
name. Yeah, the number 4. Yeah, not F O U R. It's the number 4. Yeah, I got you. Thank you for clarifying that with me. And then I have your primary phone number here, Kiara. 972-757-3389.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And then, your primary phone number, is this a mobile phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then for when the attorneys reach out to you, as soon as you get, as soon as I hit the submit button, you're going to receive some documents. And when you sign those documents, the attorneys are going to reach out to you in a couple of days. What's the best contact preference for you? Phone, text, or email?
Can I get a text first and then a phone call?
Yeah, that's totally up to you. And then it's asking here, what's the best time of day for them to text you? Morning, afternoon?
Anytime.
Evening? Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. And then over here, it's asking for your home address. Can you please provide me?
53 14
Hopewell.
And then Drive.
Drive. Thank you so much. Is that Garland, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. It auto-populated here for me, so it made it easier. So Texas is the state. I'm going to put that down here because I didn't put that down. So I'm going to repeat the address here. It's 5314 Hopewell Drive, Garland, Dallas County, Texas, 75043.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then is it an apartment or unit number?
It's a house.
Oh, it's a house. Okay, I'll leave that blank. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then it's asking here, do you have a copy of your of the medical records for the ovarian cancer?
Well, I just have whatever the hospital gave me online.
Okay. So,
so
you
I don't
do.
Have any physical.
Oh, okay. No, you're
like,
fine. Yeah, so it's in the electronically,
so no, I don't
is
have
what
any.
You're saying.
Yeah, so like whatever you, whenever you log in.
Yeah.
But I don't have any like any physical paper, so no.
Okay.
It
no
should
worries.
Be through the hospital.
But,
everything is through the hospital.
Okay, but you do know the there's medical records that exist, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. That's all we needed. So okay. All righty.
But I think you would have to get it through the hospital.
Yeah,
I'm not
no worries.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. Okay. That's why you provided your social, so it would be easier for the attorneys to, you know, to obtain those medical records for you.
Yes, all
righty.
Sir.
So next question here is asking for an emergency contact. Would you like to provide me with an emergency contact?
Let me find my sister's number.
Yeah. Does your sister live with you or does not live with you?
She lives with me at the moment.
Okay.
Is
yeah,
that okay?
Good. No, that's fine. It's asking if she lives with you or does not, because it's for the attorneys to know. So I put lives with, and it's just asking for the name, phone number, and then relationship. So she's your sister. I'm going to put that down here. All righty.
Yes, so give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I am looking up the number.
Take
now.
Your time. Take your time, Kiara.
Okay, so her phone number is
469.
Mm-hmm. 509.
509.
Mm-hmm. 04.
04.
88.
88. All right, so I got 469-509-0488. Mm-hmm. And then
yes,
sir. Can you spell out her first name?
Yes, sir. So it is O S H A K A. You ready for her last name?
Yeah.
K I N G.
K-I-N-G. Oh, yeah. Got a coworker that's actually, his last name is King. He's actually a nice, nice guy. Okay, so Ashaka King, 46. Okay, I got that. I got that. Alrighty. So it looks like we're all done here on the intake. I just want to put you on a quick hold so I can review everything and make sure I didn't miss any spots that I needed to fill out. But everything looks great for
yes,
the
sir.
Moment, okay?
Yes, all right. Sir.
Just bear with me here, Kira. I'm just going to check them real quick, okay? And then before
okay.
I do put you on hold, do you prefer me to text you those documents or email or both? What, it's just going to be a link. That
can you do both just
yeah,
in case?
Just in case? Yeah, no worries. Okay, so I'm going to put you on a quick hold right here and check over the document, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Kira, it looks like it just went through.
Okay, yes, sir. I got it.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for confirming that you received it. And then take your time, read it over. I don't want to rush you. And then if you have any questions on it, just let me know. I'll be here on the other line here.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine. I'm going to just mute myself. Take your time with it. Read it over. Sign it. And let me know when you're done, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just sent it back over to you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for letting me know. I'm just going to refresh this. Yeah, it looks like it is completed, Kiara. Thank you so much for that. And what I'm going to do on my end, I'm going to text you on my direct my direct number. I'm going to text you all the attorney information, giving you their number that you should be expecting a call from, and the name of the law firm that's going to be representing you, which is Pulaski, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, once again, Kiara, it was a pleasure talking to you. And like I said, with that direct number that I text you, feel free to call me or text me if you have any other questions, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Have a blessed day, okay? Take care.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.